Hello there, many thanks for joining us for this week's Sweet Spot. It's the Racing Post's weekly golf show. I'm Bruce Millington, he's Steve Palmer. We've got two tournaments to preview and three to look back on. We'll start with, which one do you want to start with, Steve? I mean, there were two kind of processions, weren't there, following on from Brian Harman's procession in the Open. And yeah, one of the most amazing tournaments I've seen in many a year. Can we start with that, the Senior Open?
I mean, you're the host. Yeah, you direct me. I'd like to start with the cricket.
Yeah, but you're the star.
I think cricket was far more interesting than golf. But in terms of golf, if we have to stick to the golf, then I'd say that...
Well, very quickly, we'll do cricket because you were at the Oval on Sunday, weren't you?
I was at the Oval on Sunday, which was a thoroughly miserable day. You know, Australia dominance and then rain. And I was at, I left the Oval crestfallen. Oh. Having backed England, and then yesterday obviously was one of the greatest days of cricket ever, wasn't it? You were the dry eye in the house when Broadie was steaming in there with the girl from the Saturdays. Did you know that his wife used to be in the Saturdays?
Yes, I do. Yeah, him and Wayne Bridge both have their partners are both used to be in the Saturdays. Yeah,
that's good knowledge. I just thought it was a fantastic day of cricket. But yeah, I suppose we better concentrate on golf as this is...
Oh, you haven't got anything interesting to add?
Oh, no, I have nothing interesting to say. But no, when a day goes as well as that, I mean, it's one of the most joyous days of cricket I've ever seen. So I just wanted to express joy.
Good. Excellent. Well, that's good. But there was very little joy at Porthcawl because while you were sitting there shivering at the Oval in the showers, these poor round bellies, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm amazed they played. I'm very pleased they played. And I was glued to this all day. You had to watch it behind the red button because Sky were committed to Celine Boutier's victory in Evian. But honestly, from the word go, it was obvious it was just going to be one of those brutal days. And I've never seen golf, even on that Saturday at Carnoustie, whenever it was, played in such difficult conditions. It was extraordinary. And you'd have loved it, honestly, Steve, because there were so many mad things happened, and the maddest one was Vijay Singh, who started off on the first tee. And you know, he's like basically the patron saint of visor wearers, isn't he?
Yes, yeah,
and
yeah,
he was
and
committed.
A very, very, very long willowy swing, which is not really very good for the
wind. So he was committed to the visor, but he supplemented that with like a bucket hat on top. It was the most weird combination I've ever seen. And it literally lasted about 50 yards. I think the bucket hat blew off. The visor got soaked. So then he tried a big woolly hat, and that didn't go anywhere. And then he just decided, I'm going to sack this off. And he's bald now. And at one point, he was wearing what looked like a cashmere sweater, like your kind of posh uncle would wear to come and visit, and a shirt. Yeah. It was just amazing. Whereas the winner, Alex Checker, he looked like one of those guys who doesn't normally play that much, kind of cheeky sort of tradesman type that you get down your local track. And he they turn up and play golf and it starts chucking it down and he hasn't got any waterproof. So he's just like, no, sod this. I'm just going to wear my normal golf shirt. And he was just marauding around in that.
Yeah.
Audrey Harrington's hat ended up looking like, well, I've never seen anything like it. But it was just incredible. Honestly, the whole thing was mad.
He's a tough cookie, isn't he? Alex Checker's a really tough cookie and obviously handled the conditions better than anyone. I was obviously following the scoring and just incredibly volatile leaderboard, wasn't it? I mean, I thought Phil Price was going to win at one stage. I mean, yeah, Phil Price was our great hope. Sorry, Philip. 125-1. He got a place, didn't he? Finished fifth. There was one point where I thought, well, if the others come back, you know, 9 over, which is what he posted, could have won the golf tournament. And you look at the first day, Bruce, Miguel Angel Jimenez, he's 5 under par after the first round. If he stays on 5 under par for the rest of the tournament, he wins the tournament by 10 shots.
Yeah, but he was never going to stay at 5 under. Instead, I think, didn't he shoot something like 18 over in his next 27 holes or something?
He finished 14 over par. Yeah, and that was good. That was good enough for 25th place. I mean, it's astonishing tournament, but jolly good fun, isn't it?
It was absolutely superb. And Checker 20-1 at the start. And I know you've tipped him a couple of times this year.
I do like him because he's fit as a butcher's dog. That's what I look for that on the seniors tour. I look for youth and I look for fitness.
And he did well to see off Pod in the playoff. It was excellent.
Yeah.
And it sort of made up for the other two tournaments because, like we say, Celine Boutier, She dominated on the Sunday in Evian. Fair play if you backed her at 50s. And over in America in the 3M Championship, well, it was sort of slightly aptly named, really, because if you look, I look back on what price Hodges was, and I looked Lee Hodges, and I looked at his form figures, and there was 3 M's in there, and 3 missed cuts, but he was 80-1. So if you found Lee Hodges, well done. But you have to say that was the classy performance of the weekend. I mean, it was brilliant on Sunday night. Did you get back from the cricket to watch Lee Hodges?
Yeah, I mean, he was brilliant the entire week, wasn't he? I listened to him in his media conference. He said his practice rounds were amazing. He said he was making birdies for fun in the pro-am. He says he's never had a week like that, because then he went 63, 64, 66, 67 in the tournament, smashed the scoring record in the 3M Open. So he just said he's never had a whole week where he's just been amazing. You know, sometimes you get these players, they have a rubbish practice and then they're suddenly good. He says it was incredible what happened last week. And yeah, all credit to the people that got him. I mean, he's a solid tee to green operator. I don't think his short game is anything to write home about. He won once on the Corn Ferry Tour. So, yeah, I think he's just going to win sort of one or two golf tournaments. And I wouldn't get overexcited. I don't think he's going to reinvent the wheel, as they say.
OK. He seemed a nice lad, didn't he? Him and lovely Savannah, they seemed very wholesome. So that was nice.
Yeah, from a small town, And, yeah, they do seem a wholesome.
Alabama.
Yeah, apparently he's a bit of a celeb in his town, because there's not many famous sports people from where he comes from. But yeah, I was pleased for the lad and pleased for Savannah. Pleased for Savannah, yeah.
Good. Anything else to recap on?
Not really. I mean, as you say, Celine Boutier, it was a romp, wasn't it? I had a good look at her on the Monday. There was some 66-1 on the Monday, but she was from a different part of France. She's from the north of France, and Evian Le Bain is in the south side. That put me off a little bit. And her Evian record was patchy, so... Yeah, I'm not going to beat myself up. And obviously, Patty Tavatanik teased the life out of us early doors, didn't she?
Took the lead on Saturday morning and then clicked into reverse.
Well, we were dreaming of Jimenez Tavatanik doubles, weren't we? You just can't get your hopes up in the golf game.
You
were excited about the Jimenez Tavatanik double.
Slightly excited, but you start spending the winnings, don't you, on Saturday morning? Yeah, I've never known anything like it.
Yeah, well, she was tied for the lead with Boutier on Saturday morning. I was watching the Evian with my daughter and saying we're cheering on the Patty there. But yeah, you mustn't give yourself an early patty on the back in this game, because such a long while. I'd say the golf tournament doesn't start until the 71st hole. Never mind the back nine.
Two of them were all over on the 71st hole last weekend, that's for sure. Everything else right? You're in good spirits. You're saying you've got some new medication, haven't you? Is that helping?
I've got some new medication for the gout, yeah. But yeah, this one seems a bit more potent. It's making me feel a little bit queasy. But yeah, don't you worry about that. No, I'll dig in. Yeah.
Okay. Should we go into preview mode?
I think we should.
Okay. We've got the main tournament in the US PGA Tour this week is the Wyndham Championship, and then we've also got the LIV Greenbrier. The DP World Tour's on its summer holidays, which seems bizarre to me, but it is. And there's also Women's Scottish Open at Dundonald, which I had the pleasure of playing earlier this year. But we won't be looking at that one. But we'll be looking at the Wyndham Championship and the Greenbrier. Start with Wyndham. And here are some indicative prices. We've got, it's quite a good tournament, isn't it? It's very open. It's very competitive. Matsuyama currently fav at 18-1. Sung Jae-im is 20. So is Russell Henley. Siwoo Kim 22, Sam Burns 25, Denny McCarthy 28, JT Poston 30, Shane Lowry 30, Ludvig Åberg 35, Aaron Rye 35, Justin Thomas 35. It just shows what a slump he's having that he's such a big price in a tournament where if you were pricing this up at the start of the year, you might even have had him single figures, I would suggest. Alex Scott wouldn't be 35 in this. Adam Scott and Alex Smalley are 35, and it's 40 bar, so it's competitive. Oh, is that who's that? What the image is on that mug, Steve?
Oh, that is a Spice Girls mug.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I dashed in to get a coffee pre-broadcast, realising I was lacking spunk. And I thought I put 3 sugars in the coffee. But yeah, that's my daughter's Spice Girls cub. Yeah, okay. That's not mine. I'm sure she won't mind.
Who was your favourite?
I used to like Baby Spice and Sporty Spice. I saw a video of Sporty Spice singing the other day at a function show, inebriated. Did you see that video?
No, I didn't. But I tell you what I did see. I saw a video of... Oh, no, go on. Tell us about
not Sporty.
First.
No, I've got muddled up. Posh. I saw Posh. Posh Posh was singing with Beckham. They looked a bit inebriated, actually. Oh. And Posh's voice was abysmal, you know. It was,
oh, yeah, she could. Yeah, she was never the singer in that group. No, no, no.
She's not in the comeback, is she? Because they had a little comeback and she wasn't in it. I think the reason was probably the voice not really up to it.
I watched a lovely video the other day of Baby Spice singing To Become One with Robbie Williams. That was very nice indeed.
I always had a lot of time for her. But yeah, check out that Posh one. I think it went viral. I think it went viral because it was so bad. But yeah, they haven't come for the cricket. They haven't come for the Spice Girls. They come for the Wyndham.
Okay, and what? Tell us all about the Wyndham venue, and then we'll get your tips.
Sedgefield Country Club, Greensboro, North Carolina. Only 7,131 yards, par 70, only two par fives. We've had a 59 on this golf course from Brant Snedeker in 2018. It's hosted this event since 2008. The greens, small and undulating, lots of runoff areas around them. So, yeah, quality scramblers like your Brant Snedeker. It will do well here. We've had a winning score of 20 under par or better in six of the last 7 years. And if you want some weather, a mixture of sunshine, cloud and light rain, calm sky. So it all looks fantastic, apart from the fact we've got a thunderstorm threat on Thursday afternoon, Friday afternoon, Saturday afternoon. Oh, so, yeah, well, the fun might be brought to an end, unfortunately. We could get some stop-start action.
All right, mate. How many selections have you got?
Five.
Okay, well, let's hope this goes viral. Tell us who you fancy for the Wyndham Championship.
Siwoo Kim, my lord. 22-1 is he's being well backed, and it's completely understandable. He loves Sedgefield Country Club. It was the scene of his maiden PGA Tour title in 2016. He carded a second round 60 that week. It was a five-shot romp. He was fifth in 2019. He was third in 2020. He was second in 2021. Yeah, we're regular backers of Siwoo Kim in this golf tournament. I think that's why you sniggered there.
I didn't snigger at all. No, you just make me laugh sometimes. When you fire off your delivery, it makes me smile.
Which I'm glad. I like making people smile. I mean, I'd like to think we could make this go viral, but I don't know how. Do we have to get some... Do we have to get naked or something?
Definitely not.
You put pressure when you said, "I hope this goes viral." I was thinking that's very unlikely. My brain was ticking over and how we could do it, but it hasn't come up with any answers. But yeah, I think we've seen enough from Siwoo Kim this year to know he can win this. He's probably having the most productive campaign of his career. I mean, when he won the Players' Championship, we'd probably say it'd be his best year. But you know, he won the Sony Open at the start of this year. He was second in the Byron Nelson in May. He was fourth in the Memorial in June. So. Yeah, I think a fifth PGA Tour title for our beloved Siwoo is entirely feasible.
Brilliant. I think that could break TikTok. It was so good.
I could ease a boob out or something. I mean,
Are you about to that?
I'm comfortable doing that.
Definitely don't, mate. Honestly, no, don't. We'll stand with the purity of our reasoning for these tips. I think that's what it's all about. Who's the number two selection, Steve?
It's Russell Henley, who's also been well backed. The market, yeah, there's too many shrewdies in this world now. You know, golf betting in the olden days, it used to be so much more straightforward. You know, I could feast on all the early prices for as long as I wanted. But yeah, the golf betting game has become popular. Yeah, the shrewdies are out there now. And Russell Henley, you know, each way bet on Russell Henley is fantastic. And yeah, as I say, he's been backed. But yeah, 20-1 each way bet on Russell Henley is still a good, honest wager. Another standing dish in the Wyndham. His form figures from the last three Wyndhams, 9-7-5. You know, and you're getting 10 places these days on a regular basis in golf tournaments. Easy to find 10 places. So if you've backed him 10 places last 3 years, you're making money. He's a four-time PGA Tour champion. The last of those victories came in the Mayakoba last year. He was in a bit of a drought, you know, a long drought. But, you know, he was commanding in that Mayakoba event in November last year. It was a four-shot victory. And then you saw that extra confidence he had in the Masters in April, his best ever result in a major. He finished fourth in the Masters. So I think Henley's got he's got belief in him. He's another player we back regularly in this Wyndham, and he's thrown it away a couple of times. But I think he believes in himself again now after that Mayakoba win. And he's had seven top 20s in his last 10 stroke play starts.
Do you think the win is this tournament sponsored by a company called Wyndham, or is it sort of take place in a somewhere near Wyndham?
I think it's the former, yeah. Is there,
do you think
a place,
they'll be disappointed?
Is there a place called Wyndham?
I don't know.
Is there?
I'll look into it while you're making your case to the next one. But do you think they're slightly disappointed that Wyndham Clark didn't play?
Yes, I expect they are. I expect they are. And if he hadn't said, yeah, my heart goes out to him. Remember Webb Simpson named his daughter Wyndham, didn't he? Remember that when he won the Wyndham? Webb Simpson's got a daughter called Wyndham. So Webb Simpson is good PR for these guys.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he's playing so badly that they can't really sort of bring him in much.
Oh, well, there it is. Right, yeah. Third tip.
Just give someone else a little bit of coverage, shall we?
Okay.
Ginger. I didn't ask you who your favourite was.
Oh, Baby.
Oh, there you go. I thought you'd be a scary man.
No, Baby. No. Right, third selection.
Harris English, who is the only one of my five who's not seen early money and therefore probably, as I live and breathe, is the best value of the five. I mean, 55-1 Harris English. I mean, that is an outstanding price. He finished 10th on his Wyndham debut back in 2012. He was 11th in 2018. He missed his first ever Wyndham Cup last year. I think he's going to bounce back 12 months later. He likes courses that he can throttle down a bit off the tee. He can be very loose with the driver, can Harris get himself in all sorts of trouble with the driver, but you don't need to hit drivers at Sedgefield Country Club. He'd tickle his way around. That short game class he's got will bring him into this. It's another four-time PGA Tour champion in my staking plan here. And he's slowly but surely got his fitness and form back after hip surgery. He had problems with the hip, but he's back in business now. 12th at Riviera in February was the clue that he was coming back. Then he was second at Bay Hill, third at Quail Hollow, 12th at Colonial, 8th in the US Open. I think English is massively inspired this week as well. Yeah, I know you love the nappy factor, Bruce. Big fan of the nappy factor, aren't you? 2 weeks ago, became a father, did Harris English.
Lovely.
Amelia Elizabeth English. Amelia with an E. Triple E.
Amelia
Elizabeth English has entered the world, and Harris described it as the best week of his life. So he's buzzing. And then a week later, his good mate Brian Harman, one of his Georgia mates, won the Open. So he's bursting with inspiration, is Harris. I think he's an absolutely fantastic price.
Excellent. I always think he looks a little bit like a Wallace and Gromit creation.
Yes,
can you see that?
He does. Without wishing to be unkind, and I really don't want to be unkind.
Right.
I don't want to be unkind.
No, and I'm not in a position to be unkind because I'm, I look more
unkind.
Like a spitting image creation than a Wallace and Gromit.
It's best not to be unkind, isn't it? Particularly when you want them to play well.
Well, exactly. Yeah. We don't want to demotivate him.
He might be tuning into this, given his...
Yeah, but if this goes viral and then someone says, oh, you look like Wallace and Gromit, and he's like, oh, my God. Like, you know.
Yeah, I can't possibly win this golf tournament now. Yeah, I'm not going to say the word I was going to say to describe him, because I remember thinking those thoughts. I was standing right next to him once at an Open Championship. He was on the putting green, and I just looking at him, I just thinking, I'm going to say that. He's not going to watch. I just... See if you can guess what the word is then.
What's it begin with?
D. D.
D.
D. D. Yeah.
No, D. Go on, say it.
I thought he looked dopey. Dopey.
Okay, that's okay.
He looks dopey, then he looks like he's sort of away with the fairies all the time. Like, but then who am I to say? I'm always away with the bloody fairies. Hey, I'm sorry, Harris, if you're watching this. Good luck with your baby. Great.
Yeah,
baby.
That'll motivate him for you, won't it? Right, okay.
Yeah, he's not dopey.
Who's the fourth tip?
I feel terrible now. It's Denny McCarthy. Denny McCarthy, not Dopey Denny. Denny McCarthy, again, being well back, but it's completely understandable. He's played some fantastic golf this year. And how the heck is he still a maiden? It was 4th at Pebble Beach, 14th at Riviera, 13th at Sawgrass, 8th at Quail Hollow, runner-up at Memorial, 7th in the Travellers, 6th in the John Deere. I can't continue. He's knocking at the winner's enclosure. He's slamming that great putter of his at the gate of the winner's enclosure. He must come through soon. Yeah, he's one of the best putters in the world. This looks an outstanding opportunity for him. He's won the best event there is on the Korn Ferry Tour, the Korn Ferry Tour Championship 2018. Yeah, I think he's got a solid record on this one. Denny Francis McCarthy, big chance.
Excellent. And finally,
the finale. He opened up an amazing 200-1. You know, it was one of those jaw-dropping moments. I think anything three figures is worth having. He's being well backed, but it's completely understandable. It's Doc Redman. Doc Redman, 125-1 is still generally available. I think that local knowledge that he's got will be put to good use this week. He's a North Carolina man through and through. He knows Sedgefield like the back of his hand. In 2020, he finished third in this event, employing that local knowledge. Last year, you saw it again. He closed with a 64 for 21st place. The closest he's come to winning on the PGA Tour came in South Carolina in the 2021 Palmetto Championship. He was beaten by just a shot in that tournament. So Carolina is Redmond's domain. He's had four top threes on the PGA Tour, and recent play is encouraging. He was ninth in the Barbasol last month, and he closed with a 65 on Sunday in the 3M Open. So he seems to have turned the corner at a perfect time for a bit of home state glory.
Lovely. I just went onto Wikipedia there to see if Doc was a truncated first name, and it's not. But his full name is Doc Hudspeth Redmond.
Yeah, Hudspeth. Yeah, it's a great name, isn't it? Brilliant. Yeah, I mean, he must have some charismatic parents, I would suggest.
Doc.
Yeah, I don't know what the thinking is there.
Excellent. Jolly yeah. good, Steve. It's an interesting tournament. It seems like one that sort of a lot of players, it offers a good chance with most of the big guns away for a lot of players to kind of chalk up a maiden victory. And of course, a lot of people jockeying for position in the playoffs as well. I mean, because that's
for sure.
Doesn't that start next week?
For sure. You've got to get in the top 70. They've trimmed in. It used to be the top 125, and then now it's the top 70. It was a shorter set of playoffs. And your Shane Lowry's, your Justin Thomas's, your Adam Scott's, they're on the outside looking in. They need a big Wyndham to get into the top 70. I think Lowry's got a good chance of contending in this.
You wouldn't have believed Thomas would be struggling, would you? I mean, it's one of the most dramatic recent sort of form collapses I can remember, isn't it?
It's such a funny old game, isn't it? I mean, old Saint and Greavesy, when they were back in the day talking about football. I mean, they really should have been talking about golf, shouldn't they? Because it is much funnier than football, I'd say. Tony Finau said it last week when his pre-tournament media conference in the 3M Open, because they were trying to make him explain what happened, because he was playing so well. He'd won the Mexico Open. He's playing he's in the form of his life. And he's had 3 months playing rubbish. And they said, what's happened? And he just went, it's a funny old game we play, isn't it? Like, he has no answers.
I love that. Yeah.
He doesn't know why.
If I knew I was playing badly, I'd stop doing it and play better. Yeah,
exactly. It's bemusing. And Justin Thomas now is world number 26. I mean, can you
tell us? Who would have thought that, eh?
Oh, I mean, come on.
Unbelievable. Should we move on to the LIV?
Yeah, I think we should. Yeah, I mean, yeah, top of the market in the Wyndham there. You know, Hideki Matsuyama, Sungjae Im gets so much respect again.
Oh, we're not moving on to the
list. I just made a note that Sungjae Im again is that crazy short. Last week he was fab pretty much, and I couldn't work it. He hasn't played well in a PGA Tour event since the first week of May, but the bookies are giving him almost utmost respect. Utmost, whatever you want to call it, respect.
I call it utmost, because that's what it is.
Is that what it is? Is there not utmost. Another word called utmost as well? No, there's just one. Is it? Okay, no,
that's just one. Utmost. Brilliant. Okay, right then. The LIV Golf Greenbrier starts on Friday in the middle of the afternoon.
Uppermost, is that
uppermost,
a word?
That's right.
Oh, there we go.
That's true.
Sorry, continue.
LIV Golf Greenbrier starts at 3 p.m. on Friday afternoon. The usual three-round format, 48 runners, shotgun start, etc., etc. And Cam Smith is the 15-2 favourite. And then Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau are 12-1. Patrick Reed and Dustin Johnson are 14s. Joachim Niemann and Taylor Gooch 16, along with Sebastian Munoz. And it's 22-1, Harold Varner III, Sergio Garcia, and 25-1, Barr. So, Greenbrier, that stirs up memories of former tournaments, doesn't it? Are we back at a sort of beloved old venue?
Absolutely, yeah. We're back at the old white, at the Greenbrier, White Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. 7,292 yards, par 70, only two par fives in this one as well. Yeah, the old white is stirring your memory from the Greenbrier Classic, a PGA Tour event from 2010 through 2019. A flat, fairly straightforward resort course, but we do have tree-lined fairways and small greens. Double figures under par has won every one of those Greenbrier Classics. We're hot, we're humid, we're calm. But again, we've got thunderstorms.
And what's the weather like in Greenbrier this
week? Never calm. We've got thunderstorm potential. I hate to say it, but
it's that time of year, isn't it?
on Friday, the start of this great tournament, we could have thunderstorms. So maybe they'll have to fiddle with the tee times because,
they got the scope to, haven't they? Of course,
they've got the scope to.
With the shotgun runners. Start, it mitigates against weather disruption, I suppose.
But they have a lot of entertainment in the build up to the tee times at these live events. You know,
they put on a show, and DJs and things.
Yeah, so maybe if they get a sort of high profile DJ, he might not be prepared to move his slot.
I'll tell you what, it'd be nice to have weather warm enough to have thunderstorms, wouldn't it? Can you believe it's August already?
Yeah, it's frightening, isn't it? Nights are drawing in. I finished work in the dark last night. It's the first time I sat for a while.
It's awful. The weather's been rubbish, hasn't it? July was just pathetic, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, if it's habitable, is that a word? I'm really struggling my words today.
Habitable,
If it's habitable, then you've got to be happy, haven't you, these days?
I think we can aspire to better than just habitable.
You could aspire all you like, mate. It's not down to you, is it? It's not down to you. You've got no right. Well, I mean, you could say it's down to you if we all stop using fossil fuels.
Well, apparently the government are going to be investing in fossil fuels.
Oh, are they? I mean, I don't understand it. I don't even
understand. I just bury my head in the sand these days.
It's the best position to be in at the ostrich position.
Let's talk about the real important stuff. Who's going to win Live Green? How many tips have you got?
I got three.
Okay.
I got three.
Who do you like the most of those?
And again, I'd like to apologise straight away because it's not the most exciting staking plan in this either, but I will have a suggestion at the end on how you can make it exciting.
It is exciting. What? So you tell me that if you back a 20-1 winner or 14-1, that's not exciting. Most people get very excited about that. You think most people bet horses or even like roulette, you bet red, black.
You make a very good point. You make a very good point. You make a very good point. Particularly, you make a very good point on the horses, because if I was presenting this staking plan in, say, the 2,000 guineas, is that a horse race?
Yeah.
People would say, "Oh, blimey, he's taking a bit of a chance on 2,000 guineas here."
Bear that in mind in future. You don't have to apologise. Who do you like the most, Steve? Who's uppermost in your thoughts?
I think I've got the utmost respect for Patrick Reed at 14-1, who is regularly underrated in these live markets. There is no one gives him uppermost respect these days. But I think because there's reason there. He's the most popular character, Patrick Reed. But a lot of punters. I mentioned how shrewd the market is these days, but it's still human beings that are punting away here, and not many people like backing Patrick Reed just for the fact that they don't really like him. And he hasn't got that sort of va-va-voom off the tee, is he? He's not a spectacular driver like so many of the modern superstars are. So
I bring you Brian Harman.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They do win golf tournaments. And Patrick Reed has won 9 PGA Tour events. He's won the Ruddy Masters. I think he's often underrated. I think on the live circuit he is these days. Yeah, this is a player with legendary short game skills. I mean, if I could ask you to name someone who, if you had an up and down for your life, you wouldn't back him now, would you, for an up and down for your life? I mean, who would you go with? I'd probably go, I'll let you.
I'll have a go
on Miss Spice Girls.
I just don't know.
Let's give Scary a go. I'd go for Patrick Reed, I think.
You would? Out of anyone in the world?
I think so, yeah. I haven't thought about it either, but I am thinking about it now, and I think that's
there surely must be chipping stats that would just tell us the answer.
Stats, schmats. We're not going to get in that situation, are we, hopefully? Our life is not going to be on the line for an up and down. So let's move on again. So many pills inside me. What was I going to say?
You're making the case for Patrick Reed.
The old white is not, of course, we need that va-va-voom off the tee. We're talking about his lack of va-va-voom with the drive. You don't need it. It's a fairways and greens track. The dance floors are small. You need your scrambling skills around those tiny dance floors. And he's always there or thereabouts on the live circuit. He's had 4 top 5 finishes this year. He was runner-up in the last live event at the Centurion. And he's played okay in the Greenbriars here. So, yeah, Patrick Reed, rock solid each way investment.
Like that. Okay, the danger.
Taylor Gooch, who again, lack of respect, 16-1, having won million golf tournaments this year on the live circuit.
Yeah, I paid him too much respect in the Open.
Well, yeah, missed a cut of the Open.
Do you know what? I had a heartbreak because you know that FitzStairs fantasy game that they have.
Yes.
I entered that, and my original team had Harmon in it, and I swapped him out for Gooch at the last minute, and just absolutely devastated. That cost me four figures, mate.
Limineck.
So
yeah, never change your mind.
Yeah, I know.
Never change your mind.
It's so stupid. It's so stupid.
You just can't do that, Bruce. I mean, you know, as I say about these ruddy markets that I've been moaning about this week. On a Monday, obviously, I have to decide who I'm going for on a Monday afternoon. And then, you know, some of these players getting backed off the boards, I'm thinking, bloody Nora. But you can't change your mind, can you? I mean, you can't, Bruce.
It's dangerous. No.
Don't shake your head, Rob.
I agree. And now he's going to rub it in by winning Liv Greenbrier by the sounds of it. Why is that?
Does sound a bit like that. Well, he's a three-time winner this year. He signed for Liv Golf in his prime. You know, it's a decision which has, made him an extremely rich man. You know, controversial decision, but, you know, one I don't think he's regretting at all. He won in Adelaide. He won in Singapore. He won in Andalusia. Now it's time to win in his home country. He's one of the most accurate players in this field. Old White rewards precision. He made his Greenbrier debut in 2018 on the PGA Tour. He'd missed five cuts in a row before that golf tournament, yet he finished 21st in the Greenbrier. So showed an early love for the course, completely understandable. Five years later, 10 times the player he was then. Yeah, his mantelpiece is bulging. He's going to have to invest in a new mantelpiece. Another solid each way investment. A quarter to the five on these three. You'll have a lot of fun out there.
Okay, mate. He's also the most revolting spitter, isn't he, on a golf course? Have you seen that? When he spits, it almost looks like he's vomiting. It's just gross.
It's honestly such a shame, isn't it, that there's spitters out there. I mean, I don't know if you saw in the cricket yesterday when Stokesy missed that. You see the catch and then he let it go when he celebrated.
Yeah, no, I was playing golf at Goodwood yesterday in the rain, so I missed all the fun. Yeah, I listened to that the last bit on Test Match Special.
Well, that was one of the low points of the sporting year because it was a great catch, but then he didn't hold it. But then he spat in anger. Don't look spat in anger. And the spittle just went just there.
Have you ever seen a female sportsman, a sportswoman, as they're called, spit? I don't think I've ever seen a female athlete spit on a football pitch, certainly not on the golf course. I mean,
In actual fact,
in life, have you ever seen a woman spit in life?
Yeah, I have. All right. Yeah. We won't go into that. But yeah, I don't watch much lady football. Do they not spit in the lady football?
I've never seen it. Never seen it. Anyway, you've got one more selection for Greenbrier. Who is it?
It's Wacom Neiman. Can you say it for me just to give me a chance?
Wacom Neiman.
Oh, again, 16-1. And as I say, it's not the most exciting, but yeah, you know, I thought long and hard of just about having two, but I fancy three. I can get five each way places. Why the heck won't I have three? He won the last of the Greenbrier Classics. You might remember this one, the 2019 Greenbrier Classic, Neiman's maiden PGA Tour title. He didn't just win the golf tournament. He won by six golf shots. Any stirring?
A little bit, yeah. I do remember him absolutely hosing up in something or other, yeah.
Yeah, and it was coming on that track. His old white form figures in full, a 29-5-1. We know he loves this venue. I think he'll be sensing a golden opportunity for a first LIV Golf title. You know, yeah, Wacom Neiman, one of the best players on this circuit, not to have a win yet. He's had a top 10 finish in three of the last five LIV events. Golden chance. Yeah, they're my three. I'd rather have those three than pile into Cameron Smith at 15-2. We must respect his chances, but he's been a bit loose with the big dog. I can see him getting in trouble at the Old White.
Jolly good. Let's reiterate the tips then. Who are your five selections for the Wyndham Championship? And of course, Wyndham, we're talking earlier, Steve, about, you know, are they sponsored? They're a massive hotel group, of course, aren't they? So it's obvious. That was stupid of me.
There you go. Yeah, we'll have Siwoo Kim, Russell Henley, Harris English, Denny McCarthy and Doc Redman.
And the three for LIV Greenbrier?
Patrick Reed, Taylor Gooch, Wacom Neiman. And if you want some jazz, jazz?
Yeah.
Have 15 each way doubles.
Three times five. So 15 each way doubles. So that's 30 bets. So if you did that for 10p, it cost you £3.
I think this looks like a great week for each way doubles because okay. I think I think my three in the Greenbriars is going to be there or thereabouts, floating around that leaderboard all week. And then you've got five good chances in the Wyndham.
And
I
if you were doing the each way doubles, would you strive for extra places over value prices, or would you kind of?
I'd go caught with a five. I'm very, very confident.
I think that's all you're going to get in Greenbriar, isn't it? But in the other tournament, the Wyndham, you've got a choice of anything really up to 10. So you'd be looking at prices over places here, would you?
I feel very confident. Pride comes before a fall, but I'd feel very confident I can get one in the top five in each golf tournament here. I'd go for the doubles this week. I think this is a week for the doubles.
All right then, Steve. Next week, we've got the FedEx St Jude Championship and the Women's Open at Walton Heath. Do you want to come to that with me?
I am on an island, God willing. Kefalonia, unless it's wildfires, deny me.
Oh, this should be all right, shouldn't it? I think they've all abated, and they weren't on Kefalonia anyway, were they?
In 2021, I think there were some quite serious wildfires in Kefalonia. Yeah, I have a wildfire watch.
You'll be fine, mate. You'll be fine. Oh, that's a shame. I was hoping you might be able to join me at Walton Heath for a day.
Oh, is it Walton Heath, is it? Yeah. Blimey. I mean, yeah. I hate it when they stage the Open at a non-links venue. I mean, I know you don't care about that, do you?
But no, not at all.
Walton, you'll have a lovely time. Watch out for spitters then. See if you see anyone spitting.
Yeah.
Take a video of it if you
I'll
do.
I'll report back, because I think, unfortunately, you're away for the next two sweet spots now, only because you're on a Sunshine Isle.
Yes. I'm afraid I am,
Well, listen, thank you very much for your input, Steve. As always, thank you to Will. Enjoy your holiday. I hope you all have a great break and come back refreshed in 3 weeks hence. That'll be one.
Back for the Tour Championship. Yeah, I wouldn't miss the Tour Championship for all the tea in China.
Fantastic. And then, of course, we've got all the build-up to the Ryder Cup after that. So loads more great stuff coming up on the Sweet Spot. Join us every Tuesday for more great golf betting advice.